The applications list three examples of alleged misconduct in office, and city attorneys Paul Dillon and Kristen Miller determined that two of the three examples do meet standards to allow a recall petition. In a July 13th opinion, the attorneys wrote that the two allegations of Open Meetings Act violations would be grounds for recall and do provide enough information to allow Councillor Lee Corio to answer the complaints. The state's Open Meetings Act prohibits elected officials from meeting in private to discuss public business. The sponsors allege Corio met with three other councillors at the Assembly of God Church in January to discuss city business. They also allege that four councillors took part in serial meetings held at Bob Nilsson's house in February. Serial meetings specifically refer to elected officials discussing public business in person or over the phone or otherwise, and having those discussions with any number of other elected officials with the hopes of arriving at a consensus outside of a public meeting. Recall sponsor Fran Jones asked to change the wording on the first allegation. Jones says she meant to word the allegation of an Open Meetings Act violation as on or about January 26th and 29th. That change is meant to give the sponsors flexibility on the exact dates of the meetings, and it's in response to an objection from Councillor Sarah Stoner, who was originally a subject of another recall application. Stoner pointed out she left town January 27th for a city-sponsored trip to Juneau for the Alaska Municipal League's legislative meeting. The city is not issuing a recall petition for Stoner. She resigned her seat July 10th. Councillor Lee Corio has repeatedly denied any violation of the Open Meetings Act. He declined comment on the recall effort Tuesday, other than to say he would let the recall process play itself out. The attorneys rejected a third example of alleged misconduct, addressing a council vote on legal representation for the city manager and harbor master. The legal opinion says Corio and the other council members had the discretion to vote no on allowing the city attorney to defend the manager or harbor master against a lawsuit brought by Bob Nilsson. Based on the attorney's opinion, the city clerk issued the recall petition for Corio with the first two allegations of Open Meetings Act violations. Recall supporters have 60 days to collect 181 signatures. Sponsor Barry Bracken says so far 12 people have signed up to gather witnessed signatures of Petersburg residents who are registered to vote here.
You're not going to be seeing the petitions laying around, and in fact, if somebody does see a petition laying around, they shouldn't sign it because it's not going to be official. Each sponsor needs to witness each signature that goes on the petition, and then it needs to be notarized when the list is ready to put in. And again, the petitions are going to be gathered and submitted to either Fran Jones or myself as the primary sponsor and the alternate for this petition.
Bracken says the signature gathering is just the first step for eventually having a recall vote.
I just remind folks to, vote their conscience. I certainly would not have signed on as a sponsor if I didn't firmly believe that the allegations were true. And I think that there's an awful lot of people that have asked me why I was a sponsor, and I just think it's time for us to reclaim the city for a open democratic voice rather than having a group that tries to operate the city on our behalf.
The deadline is September 14th, although the city will be sending the local ballot off to be printed at the end of August, so signatures would have to be into the city before that time in order to make it on the October 6th general election ballot. Otherwise, a special election would be required at a different time. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.